Now it's time to talk with one of our local writers. He's been a beat writer with the Navarre Press, working with UWF High School Athletics. I followed a number of his stories throughout the years as well. He wrote a book about a team in Findlay and the Oilers having a chance back in 1993 and the opportunities here. But always great to have Brian Lester on the show to talk more about what's going on in high school and UWF athletics. Brian, thank you for your time.
Hey, Chad. How's it going?
Brian, it's going okay. It's that time of year, you know, as a sports fan and in general, there's so many different things going on from the high school, college, to now the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, college basketball is about to start, college football is in the thick of things. Like, it's really where you choose your own adventure when it comes to life in sports, right?
Yeah, pretty much, especially, you know, in October when it seems like you said, all those sports are going on at once. Obviously it kind of college football obviously continues on until November when college basketball starts up and, you know, baseball ends. But you can pretty much take any sport and it's probably going to be on TV.
Brian, do you think you were at the foreground of a lot of people last year trying to figure things out with COVID and how the teams were going to play? And obviously people in Bluntstown don't always agree with what people down in South Florida agree with. Florida is a very different state compared to others where most people might be one ethnicity or culture. Florida's got so many different things going on. It's honestly, that's why all the jokes about where you're going and in Florida, you never know once you get outside the beaches. But Brian, if you look right now, do you think we learned something from that? Because I know you had some frustration too with a lot of the ways they handled that. But do you feel we learned something from that and we'll use that towards our betterment with high school football as we gear up for the district championships coming up here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems like, you know, as far as this year goes, it seems to be playing out probably the way it should as far as where teams stand. You know, a couple of years ago, it was kind of frustrating just how, you know, especially with Navarre getting kind of left out when it felt like they were playing their best football at the end. But, you know, you got to win the games to give yourself a shot. And it just seems like this year, looking at the regional rankings that they put out every week, that teams are pretty much probably where they should be. And, you know, I think a lot has been learned from maybe a couple years ago when they first debuted those points to determine who gets in and who gets left out.
Now, you were down there at the game Saturday. It's always great to see you. That they win the game, and we expected UWS football team to be able to get that win over Shorter. But right now there are three teams in the Gulf South Conference that are top five. Do you feel like going into this that they're building the confidence back up? Because Valdosta this year, which we beat by 1 point 2 years ago when they played, that was really the team to beat, and we were able to get it done, local player getting into the end zone and having a chance to win that game. But when it comes down to it this year, do you think that do they have that same confidence instilled? And being around the team, do you feel like we can beat Valdosta?
You know, I think they're going to have a shot to do it. I mean, I feel like, you know, obviously they you know, Shorter was expected. I think the West Georgia game, you know, Austin Reed, the quarterback, you know, he mentioned something how even with that West Georgia loss, you know, they still, West Florida felt pretty good about, you know, how things went for the most part, as far as they still had some chances to win that football game, as many opportunities as they missed. They were still in that mix. And, you know, obviously Valdosta is always tough. I mean, yeah, 2 years ago, Valdosta beat them in the regular season, you know, won the Gulf South. And like you said, West Florida went up to Valdosta in the playoffs and won it. I do feel like West Florida is confident enough. They have the players. A lot of guys that have been through this kind of run before know what it takes to get into that playoff mix and, you know, try to win a national title. And so I definitely think the confidence is there. You know, I guess the good thing is they are going to play Valdosta at home, but, you know, that Gulf South Conference, you know, anything could happen in the next 3 weeks. You're really going to shape how things go in that league. But, you know, especially with West Florida playing West Alabama and Valdosta. And, I think three of the top five teams in the country right now are from the Gulf South. So, anything can happen, but I do think the confidence is there, you know, but who knows how it all plays out. But, I think UWF is going to have a chance to, you know, win that conference for the first time in program history.
Speaking with Brian Lester, the Navarre Press, you can follow him at BLester1993 on Twitter. And Brian, when you look right now at a team like Navarre, they've had so many great athletes, and I always love going there, the Battle of the Beaches with teams like Gulf Breeze are covering their games and having a chance to work in broadcasting in this area from over in the Okaloosa area when I was with the Ticket and all the way over here with ESPN and from the days with the old ESPN and with Blab TV and everybody. I've had a good chance to see the Nicevilles, the teams like Crestview, all over, not just our teams in Escambia and Santa Rosa. And I always say, Navarre, the way Jay Walls coaches is about as close as you're going to get to a college football type mentality and atmosphere because he's so disciplined and poised with his players and the way that he teaches them really the way to become successful from their freshman year all the way to their senior year. Michael Carter is a prime example. He had a family that, you know, came from football. His dad was one of the coaches, friends with Trent Richardson. I remember going out there to the birthday party with him, and he had a great brother that played on the team as well. But when you talk about what he's accomplished already, he's led the New York Jets in yards the last 2 weeks. And I watched that game as a Patriot fan, and I did enjoy the slacking we put on the Jets. But at the same time, Michael Carter was the one bright spot. You can see that North Carolina is not as good without him. Is he getting the love in the city of Navarre in the area that do you think he deserves right now?
Yeah, I think people are, you know, excited. Anytime I post something about Michael Carter on our website, you know, it seems to get a lot of attention. You know, people are excited that Michael Carter's in the NFL, that he's doing well, you know, despite the fact that the Jets have obviously struggled and, you know, for a long time. But, you know, I think Michael, he's well-liked, even just following his personal Twitter account. You know, it seems like Jets fans have really embraced him as kind of that bright spot because of the way he said, you know, the way he talks about, you know, a game and just the way he handles himself. I mean, it seems like New York has really fallen in love with him as a football player and just as a person. And obviously Navarre is always going to have a special place in their hearts for Michael Carter because of what he's done. And I think he's going to keep getting better. And, you know, he's had two of his best games in the NFL against the Patriots, which is interesting. But, you know, and he scored a touchdown against the Titans. He scored one in England. So he keeps getting better. And I think he's going to continue to be a great football player in the league and, you know, have some play for, you know, a long time and not just be, you know, 1 or 2 years and out of the league.
Brian, I know you cover a number of sports, so sometimes for my scatterbrain, it's tough to know exactly where to go. But I know that you also work with a number of the sports, including UWF basketball. Jeff Berkhammer and Stephanie Yelton are both friends of mine and people that they're great humans first before even coaches. But I know that the women's team has had a little more success than the men's team over the last couple years. However, it was a tough team last year for Coach Yelton's team to win based on that they all of the girls like Katie Bobus and all the ones that we watched for years were all gone. Talk about the success rate and what we can expect from UWF basketball this year.
You know, I think the women's basketball team is probably going to be right there in that hunt for the Gulf South, you know, right up in that upper half. She's done a great job with that program, you know, from going to Elite Eight to just being in that mix for a Gulf South Conference championship. So I think she's going to have her players ready to play every night in that league and, you know, give herself her team a shot to win the championship in the conference and, you know, go to the NCAA tournament. The men, they seem to be reloaded a little bit, I guess. You know, last year was tough on them after that that conference run a couple years ago. But obviously, Coach, you know, Berkhammer has done a great job with that program since he's come in. He's turned it around, and, you know, he seems to have the talent in place where, you know, some newcomers mixed in with the handful of returning guys he has that he can put together a team that's going to at least have a shot to be in that mix for the Gulf South. And if not winning it, you know, maybe they still sneak an NCAA tournament berth in.
Well, Brian, it's always great catching up. I know we have a number of sports going on right now across the board. I love each and every day reading the articles that you write. Murphy, the folks over there that I was reading the article just a few minutes ago, how we just had a record-setting Saturday in the Gulf South Conference as Zach Fenton ran the fastest 8K time in the history of UWF for men's cross-country program. So we do have a lot of sports that don't get the love every day. We try our best. We know that college football and the NFL are bread and butter around here. But having folks like yourself on, even if it's 15 to 20 minutes to talk about this each and every week, means a lot to the people out there. And I can't thank you enough for your time.
Hey, well, Chad, it's always great talking to you, and you know, thank you for giving me the chance to be on with you.
And for the people, is there anything that you're writing or anything that you want to promote right now for the people that might be an upcoming article or something that you're really going to push over the next couple of days?
Well, I have something that's in this week's paper on Kylie Whitehead. She's a former Navarre soccer player, and now she's at UWF playing women's soccer over there. Her coach was actually her club soccer coach, so she knows him pretty well. And obviously the football game Friday night for Navarre, that's going to be huge against Crestview. I think it's a must win. You know, the winner of that game is probably going to the playoffs along with Nice to allow that district. So Navarre in a spot that it's usually, you know, most of the time they know they're in the playoffs, but this year they're in a fight for one of those playoff spots. So Friday night will definitely be big when they play Crestview.
Yeah, and it might actually feel like a Friday night football game with the weather too.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Brian, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Hey, no problem. Take care, Chad.